Blog Talk Radio.
My Block Radio. You're listening to the sound.
Rivers of living waters. Hallelujah. I am your host,
Tashana Wiley, Evander Tashana Wiley, and I'm coming to you live from St. Joseph, Michigan. Yes, live from St. Joseph, Michigan on I Am Royalty's show. And I just want to let you know that on today, I know we're coming to you Saturday on today, different than Fridays, but I want to let you know today is Supernatural Miracle Saturday. As I'm going to say it again so you can hear me, Supernatural Miracle Saturday. That means you suspect a miracle on today. That means you need to tell somebody to walk it. Excuse me, you might be on my miracle. That means if you're riding around your car, you look and expect a miracle. That means if you're in your house, you need to get to looking through something and expecting a miracle on today. Hallelujah. I want to let you know that on today, you should expect a miracle. You should expect God to do something in your life supernatural. You begin to hold up your hands and say, Lord, here I am. Pour down the blessing in my life supernaturally. I'm telling you, begin to expect a miracle on today. Because when you expect a miracle, you shall obtain a miracle. I call this month November, I call it Newness November, naming and claiming, and you shall obtain it November. I think I need to say that again for all of you that didn't hear me clearly. Newness November, name it and claim it, and you shall obtain it. That means whatever you speak about your mouth, you shall obtain it this November. That means whatever you want God to do for you in your life, you shall obtain it this November. That means whatever you didn't get in October, you shall claim it in November and shall obtain it. That means whatever you didn't get all year, if you open up your mouth, you shall name it and you shall claim it and you shall obtain it November. Hallelujah. I just want to praise God for this opportunity and privilege to be before you once again, my listeners of I Am Royalty Show. I thank all of you who have tuned in and listening in and who's text messaging me before the show even started. I thank all of you I've been chatting with while the song was playing, Holy Spirit Rang Like Seattle by Mary Mary. I thank God for that song because that's what I want God to do in my life in this season, to rain in my life just like it rained in Seattle. It says it always rains in Seattle, and I just want God to rain like that in my life. Hallelujah. I want all of you who listening and text messaging me and IMing me and even calling in, I want you to know that on today, expect a miracle. On today, open up your mouth and tell God what you want. On today, knowing that your blessing can come from anywhere. What is your saying, Evangelist? And how can my blessing come anywhere? That means in the Bible, in 1 Kings 18, God sent ravens to feed the prophet Elijah. And in the Bible, God sent things in the winds in Ezekiel 37. God was sending things. He told Peter, Jesus told Peter to go out there to the fish's mouth and expect a coin in there. That means a fish can have your blessing. That means ravens can have your blessing. That means rocks can have your blessing. That means anything in your life can obtain your blessing. So expect the blessing on today. Hallelujah. I just praise God for all of you. I don't know about you, but I am excited. I know this is our first show in November, and I just thank God. Thank God, you know, for God that's blessing us and letting us come together once again. For the Lord has been blessing us mightily. I thank God for all of you who've been emailing me praise reports and IMing me praise reports about the things that God's been doing in your life. I thank all of you who've just been letting me know how God has been prospering your life this whole year and even this whole month. I just thank God for who he is. Hallelujah. And I just want to let you know that if ain't nobody told you all day or all week that they love you, know that God loves you. And know that as long as he loves you, it don't matter about nothing else. As long as you know that God loves you, then you are truly loved. Hallelujah. I see that we have some callers on the air, and I would love for them to introduce themselves and say where they're calling from and what their ministries and what they do in the ministries and what God has dropped in their spirit. Caller number one, you are on air.
Hello?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hello.
I'm actually just calling in. Where are you calling from?
My name is Ebony Miles, and I'm calling from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is one of my little spiritual sisters, Ebony Miles, Sister Ebony Miles, a wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah, Sister Ebony. I want you to tell the listeners out there, what do you do in the ministry, what church you go to, and tell the listeners whatever you want to tell them on tonight.
Well, I just wanted to say that I belong to Unity Temple Church of God in Christ at 435 Felton in Benton Harbor, Michigan. where my pastor is Administrator William Nichols Sr., and my First Lady is Mother Martha Nichols. And I'm just so thankful, and I love my church. And right now I'm in the choir, and I'm in the music department of our church right now, and I'm very excited about that. And we travel all around and sing in different choir, different churches, and visit different churches and everything. And I'm just thankful about that. And I just want to thank the Lord for giving me and my husband an opportunity to be able to start our new business. It's called Miles Beaded Jewelry. We make all different types of beautiful jewelry, custom-made jewelry, and we'll create any type of jewelry that you would love. And if you, if anyone that's listening would like to contact us about our jewelry, our phone number is 269-209-4407. We would love to hear from you. So maybe you could take a look at our jewelry, or we could set up a time or anything like that.
Amen. Give me your number again, Sister Ebony, so they can hear it again.
My number is 269-209-4407.
Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, all of my listeners out there that's listening, I'm telling you, it's a wonderful jewelry. I have wove their jewelry on TV before, back when I did my first show. Then I was a guest on the Prophetess show. And I'm telling you, it's a wonderful jewelry. It's really beautiful and pretty, and whatever you want it, whatever color, whatever design you want, it's a wonderful jewelry. I'm actually going to have them make me some, because I go to Nashville, Tennessee next month, and I'm actually going to have them make me some. Because I'm telling you, I want to have a color for every night that I'm down there speaking. And they're going to be a little busy, too, because I'm going to get me at least about two or three sets. Because I'm telling you, it's a beautiful jewelry, and it's dynamic, and it's good quality. And it's just a blessing just for God just letting his children go to be entrepreneurs and allow his children to have different businesses. I mean, if the world got it, God's kids can have it, too, amen? I mean, we really obtained the kingdom. So I'm telling you, anyone out there who's listening, all of my listeners, anyone on the line right now, I want you to just call Sister Ebony and give her a call. It's not expensive, you know, expensive jewelry. You say, oh, no, I don't want this. It's reasonable, and it's actually really quality jewelry. So I'm telling you, it's a blessing and a privilege. And you not only you'll be buying some good jewelry, but you also be sowing a wonderful, powerful seed into God's children's life. Hallelujah. Sister Ebony, you want to say anything else?
I just want to say that I'm thankful to be on this radio station, and I just thank God for this opportunity, and I'm just looking forward to God just opening more doors and making ways, and I just give him all the glory and the honor for everything he's done in our lives and what he's going to do with our business.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. Right now, Sister Abby, while we're on the airwaves, I speak a prosperity blessing into your businesses, that within 90 days, God will increase your business, and that your business will prosper, and that your plans will succeed, because you commit your work to the Lord. And the Bible says, commit your work to all the Lord, and all your plans will succeed and prosper. Proverbs 16:3, and I prophesy that over your life, Proverbs 16:3 of your life. So I want you tonight to begin to read Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Commit your work to the Lord, and all your plans will succeed and prosper. And I ask God to increase your life and to send people your way to sow into your business and to your ministry. And it is so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I just thank God just for who he is. He's just awesome. I'm telling you, he's so dynamic. He's blessing his children with great and wonderful things. Caller number 2, you're on the air. I want you to state your name, your ministries, and what ministries that you go to. Hello?
Hello?
Caller number 2? Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, we can hear you. You're on the air. It sounds like the twins. Twins, that's you?
Who?
It sounds like one of the twins.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is my spiritual sisters, y'all. The twins, you know, they was on here before, a while back when I was in Las Vegas. Okay. Tell everyone who you is. Tell them your ministries and tell them the ministry that you go to and just speak a word of encouragement to the people that's listening right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, this is Sister Michelle Simpson, and I go to Greater Community Church of God in Christ, and where the pastor is Nathaniel Wells III, and Sister Trina Wells is his wife. And I just want to say that everyone in your business who's opening up business, I hope God, I want God to rain down and prosper, because I'm also seeking to open up a business, and I'm looking for God to do great things in that business too. And also, I'm looking for God to bring in the souls into the church, because now is the time that we are rehabilitating people into Christ.
Amen. Amen. Definitely.
Amen.
You got something else you want to say?
I'm just saying I'm trying to a fresh beginning, a new start in my business. I'm trying to move to the next level of the business, and I'm seeking help.
All right, how about you just not, you don't have to tell them, you know, the name of your business, but just like share a little bit of idea to the listeners, because there's a lot of listeners listening right now. There's over hundreds of people listening right now at this very moment. So right now, they're listening to you, and then later some more people are going to come in and listen to it later. Maybe somebody out there that's an entrepreneur or someone want to sow into your ministry. Begin to just share a little bit with them to let them know what it's about. So if someone is out there listening at this moment, can IM me, text message me, or email me and say, Evangelist, who is that woman? I want to sow into her ministry. Begin to share a little bit with the people that's listening right now.
Well, my business that I want to open up is a women's shelter. I want to rehabilitate women to feel good about their self again. They can have low self-esteem, and I want them to know that it is a better opportunity in life, and then God will give you a second chance to be better in your life, and things that you've done that didn't come out right the first time, God has given you a second chance to be better in life. So that's my opportunity of what I'm going to do in my to open up a women's shelter.
Hey, man, praise God. I'm telling you, everyone, I sat down with her like a month ago. We was at breakfast, and when she was sharing this with me, I'm telling you, all of my listeners is out there, all of my hard money lenders is out there listening, all my business entrepreneurs, all the millionaires is listening, all the wealthy men and women of God who's listening. I'm telling you, this is a great business to even invest in or know someone who wants to invest into this business. I'm telling you, it's a dynamic business, and this city and state need this business. So it will not only bless the people's women of God in this city and state life, but also bless your life for investing, because it can go worldwide. I'm telling you, this is a great dynamic vision that God has given her. You know, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 8:18 that God gives us the ability to obtain wealth, and God has given this woman of God this idea, and it's for her. And I'm telling you, it's a wonderful and prosperous, very successful business that she's going to get started. And I'm telling you, if you're listening, you can call in. You may want to talk to her, or you can just IM me and I'll tell her what you're saying, or you can chat with me, or you know, you all that's listening right now know how to get in contact with me while I'm live on the air. And I'm telling you, this is a dynamic business, and this business is going to blow up, and it's going to be prosperous. It's going to be successful in all its ways, and God is just going to make our pathway straight in this, because the Bible says the Lord make us rich and added no sorrow with it, and he's going to make her rich and increase her capacity and enlarge her territory and bless her in all that she do and keep every evil, pain, hurt, and harm away from her, because this business is going to be increasing the community. Hallelujah. And I just spoke that over your life, Michelle, because that's what it is, because that's what God is going to do. His word will never turn him void. It will not fall to the ground. He's not, number 23, verse 19 said, God is not a lie that he shall fail or lie, and he's not the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, it will come to pass. And if God has given you this vision, it's going to come to pass. Not no demon, not no devil, not no person, place, or thing can hinder what God is going to do. And it's going to manifest itself, and it's going to float off the ground, and God is going to let it come to pass. In Jesus' name, I seal it with a prophetic seal, and I have spoken the word that it is so, and it is good. Amen. Hallelujah. I felt that thing all in my soul, everybody. I'm telling y'all, y'all should just call in if you want to talk to these men and women of God. I am me, text me, and just begin to just, you know, just see. You know, maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you out there, you want to start a business. Maybe you want to collaborate with somebody. Maybe you want to do something that they're doing and you don't even know how to do it. And the woman of God, Sister Evie, already got her business started, and Sister Michelle want to get hers started. Maybe you just want to talk. You know, just call in at 917-889-7059. 917-889-7059. Hallelujah. I want to share the scriptures the Lord had given me before the radio show started, and it's actually a provision scripture. It's out of Acts 14, verse 17. And it said, God has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fill your hearts with joy. Let me read that again to you. God has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your heart with joy. I want everybody who's listening, everybody on the phone, to say, God has provided me, with plenty of food, and he will fill my heart with joy. And it is so. Amen. I'm telling you, in this season, God is going to fill your heart with joy. He's going to provide plenty of food. And I ain't talking about natural food. I'm talking about spiritual food. I'm talking about financial food, which is money. I'm talking about whatever you need and whatever you want in your life. In this month, in this season of your life, he shall do it for you in your life. I'm telling you, this is real. Every month, God give me the name each month. And this month is called Newness. Name it or claim it, and you shall obtain it November. Whatever you want God to do. If y'all want your business to prosper, speak a word, and it is so. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, that the Roman soldier went to Jesus because his servant was dying and his servant was sick. And he began to send his servant to Jesus, and he began to come, and Jesus was finna get ready to go to his house. He said, Lord, no, don't come to my house, because I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. But I am a man of authority, and I know when I tell somebody to do what they do it, when I tell them to go. Lord, I just trust in you. You speak a word, and it is so, and I know my son will be healed. And Jesus said, great is all your faith in all of Israel. Yes, go home. Your servant is healed. And when he got back, the other servants meet him. Within that hour, his servant was healed because Jesus spoke a word and it is so. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse 21, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those that eat the fruit of therein. You have the ability to speak life over your business, life over your life. You can speak curses over your life. Well, I'm telling you, block the curses out and speak life over your life. Speak blessings over your life and begin to watch God manifest that thing. It said in Ezekiel 37, the Lord told, see, listen to this. He told Ezekiel to prophesy. He didn't tell Ezekiel to lay hands. He didn't tell Ezekiel to do nothing. He said, prophesy. Well, woman of God, what is prophesying? Speaking the word. He said, speak to those dry bones and tell them to live. And Ezekiel said, no, you know all things. And he began to speak a word, began to prophesy to the east wind, the west wind, the north wind, and the south wind. And life began to come in dead dry bones. Well, what is I saying to you? Everything in your life that looked like it's dry, everything in your life look like it's dead, begin to speak a word, and it is so. The Bible says in Genesis 1 that the Lord spoke the world into existence, and what it say, it is so, and it was good, and he called the first day. He began to speak it again, and it is so, and it is good, and it's the second day. God spoke this whole wide world that we live in right now into existence with the word coming out of his mouth. So I dare you on today to begin to open up your mouth and prophesy to everything in your life, and begin to speak a word and watch God do it. Watch God accomplish what you have said. The Bible says that the Lord is faithful to all his promises, and he is loving toward everyone he has made. If God has promised you wealth, baby, you're going to get wealth. If God has promised you greatness, you're going to walk in greatness. If God promised you success, you're going to walk in success. If God promised you a business, then it's going to be prosperous and it's going to be successful and ain't nothing nobody can do about it. Begin to just speak life and watch God do it for your life. My God. Hey, Jesus. I'm you want to do. Trust him, because he is able to do it. He is a God that's able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that's working in us. That means you got the key. You got the power. You got the ability to speak whatever you want to happen in your life. But see, one thing that the Lord, it's a part that I love so much. The Bible says in James 1, 5 through 7, that when you ask God to do something, you got to believe that he is able to do it. Because if you don't believe it, then you're going to wipe out that thing that you spoke. So when you begin to tell God, I want some money, and I want some big money, you better believe, baby, that you're going to get that big money. You say, God, I got cancer just like with myself. God, I got cancer, but I believe that I'm healed. Then you're going to get healed. Just like you say, God, I believe I want to write a book and I want it to be prosperous. Then you're going to believe that's going to happen. God, I want my business to come off the ground. Well, you better believe that's going to come off the ground. God, look, everybody else married, you told me to get married. God, I want to be married. You got to believe that thing is going to happen. God, I want that 2010 Tahoe. You got to believe that you can get you a Tahoe. Whatever you want God to do in your life, you got to believe that that thing can happen. The Bible said in Mark 9:23, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe it and you shall receive it. Jesus said, if your word, if his word remain in you and you remain in him, ask what thou will, and he surely will give it unto you. So whatever you want God to do in your life, you got to believe it, speak it, claim it, and you shall obtain it in this season of your life. My God, my God. I'm telling you, it's nothing you cannot have. Why? Because God said the earth is the Lord and the fullness of thereof. I'm here to tell you all today. It says in Psalm 30, weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. I'm telling you right now, I feel in my spirit, somebody out there is listening, because I see all you listeners that are listening right now. It's over hundreds of you. And I don't know which one you are or how to call you out. It might be all hundreds of you, and it might be a few of you. But a lot of y'all have been crying late at night, and you've been doubting God because you've been hearing prophecy after prophecy after prophecy. You've been hearing all types of words. You've been believing his word, and you wonder when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, but the devil is a liar and a defeated foe. You will receive that joy. That joy is here this morning. Morning don't mean natural morning. It means whenever you decide the morning can come. The morning is right now. I'm telling you in your life, God is going to allow that thing to happen. God is going to burst that thing out of you. God is going to manifest the promises and the prophecies and the purpose in your life. My God, of course, God is going to do that in your life. No more doubting God. No more you lacking. No more you going without. In this season, radio listeners, that thing will prosper and that thing will come forth in the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Hey, God. In this season, God is going to open up so many doors. So many doors in your life that no man can close. And he's going to close some doors in your life that no man can open. Because you know what it says in Isaiah 43:18-19? Forget the former things. Forget about the past. See, God is doing a new thing in you. Do you receive it? You got to receive that thing that God has for your life. You got to know that you know that you know, baby, that God is able. You got to know that you know that you know. He on the cattle on a thousand hills. You got to know that you know that you know. And it said in Psalm 37, in a famine you have more than enough. You got to know that you know that you know. While you young and when you old, you'll never see the righteous forsaken, nor they see begging bread. You got to know that you know that you know. If you delight yourself in the Lord, hey, I don't know, hey, he will give the desire of your heart. You got to know that you know that you know that you're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when you come and when you go, and that you're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and never be the ball. You got to know that the blessing will overtake you. You got to know that everything you touch is blessed. He come down to the most high. You got to know that you're blessed. You got to know that you're blessed. Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. What does that mean? All day you can say, I believe that thing, but in your mind you doubt it because you don't see it in a week. You can say, Lord, I received that, but if it don't happen in 3 months, you doubt that thing. Lord, I know you can do it, but if it don't happen in 6 months, you don't believe it, you doubt it. Say some stuff demonic out of your mouth. Oh, I ain't going to get it. Oh, I don't see the devil as a liar. Counsel that thing. It's going to happen. You say, I believe that. But it don't happen in a year, and you're doubting that thing again. You say, I believe in the Lord, and it don't happen in 2 years. again. I'm native in my mind that my kidneys is healed. And I'm native in my mind and spoken in my mouth that this cancer gotta go. So I know God is able and he is faithful. And he can heal me from cancer and took me out of the darkness and took me out of every sin that I was doing to make my name great as surely as the Lord lives. He can do it for your life. He's not a God of respected person. If he said he's going to do it, my God, hey, God, he's going to do it. Ooh, Jesus, I'm all off the stuff I've both been talking about tonight. But I felt that shift in the atmosphere. Oh, God, hey. Oh, God, I see people study coming in and listening over the website. I thank God for this radio show because the people need to know that they're going to live in this season. Yes, you're going to live in this season and live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to live. People don't understand. They think when you say die, you mean not to die. No, you can die spiritually. You can die financially. You can die just being sick. You can die within the ministry. You can die in your mindset, giving all hope up. Doubting in your mind, but the devil is a liar. You will live. Your ministry will live. Your job will live. Your business will live. Your children will live. Your marriage will live. Everything in life will live. Oh, you're the devil. You will live. I speak life to every dry bone in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to the four winds, the east, west, north, and the south, to pour on blessings right now in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, you will live no more thinking that God is not going to do this thing because he is. No more what the devil trying to make you think because he's a liar anyway. He don't know the truth, but the truth sit in his face. That's his job to trick you. That's his job to deceive you. His only job to kill, steal, and destroy you. But he's a liar because the blood of Jesus on your life right now in the name of Jesus. And I activate every heavenly angelic angel who's on assignment to watch over you and to keep you as the apple of the Lord God's eye. In this season, in these next 2 months, this month of December, you will prosper. Success is on your life. You are a king and a queen with riches, sitting in heavenly places and walking in greatness because the best is yet to come. And God got great in your life. There's something in your future, and it looks much better than it looks right now. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, God, you're so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, God, forgive everybody who's listening on today, or even if they're on the phone or even texting it to me right now, God, that ever doubt you, God. The Father said in Matthew 17, when the son was having seizures and he didn't believe that his son could be healed, he told Jesus, help my unbelief. Lord, help our unbelief on today, God. Anybody ever doubt your prophecies, ever doubt your word, ever doubt your purpose, God, forgive us, God, for we believe your word, God. Heaven and earth may pass away, God, but your word will remain forever, God. And we thank you now, God, for a second chance in life, God. We thank you for getting this thing right now, God. We thank you, God, for the everlasting that you have, God. We thank you for the success, God. We thank you, God, for the mega millions, God, that's flowing in our life, God. We thank you because we're able, God, to speak life into someone else, God. We thank you for allowing our life, God, to be a testimony, God. We thank you for your light, God, that shines on our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in us now, God. Let your glory manifest now, God. And it is so. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. Time now, listeners, for you to just begin to speak positive words over your life. It's time now for you to begin to trust God in your life. It's time now for you to know that God is so wonderful in your life. It's time now for you to know that he is who he is. He said to Moses, I am who I am, meaning whatever you need him to be. You need to be a father, that's what he is. You need to be a mother, that's what he is. You need to be a provider, that's what he is. You need to be a healer, that's what he is. You need to be a protector, that's what he is. You need to be a teacher, that's what he is. You need to be your best friend, that's what he is. Whatever you need and desire God to be in your life, hallelujah, he is what he is. You just have got to call on his name and tell him that you trust him. I'm telling you, one thing I learned about this last year of my life is that I began to have to trust God for everything in my life. I didn't have anybody else left like that used to like take care of me in my life. Like all my life, I was used to always having my mom, my aunt around. I called, she's like my mom because she raised me. So I was always used to have her there as my backbone. You know, if I never had anything, I had her there. And when God took her, you know, in that point in my life, I began to have to trust God. You know, I mean, before that, when I was married, you know, to the husband that I, y'all all know about, y'all have read my book. But I, at the time I had, he was like a financial scapegoat. And God began to show me that I didn't even need that. God began to teach me this whole 19 months that he is everything I need in life and so much more. He began to teach me that I am the one who's doing this for you. I am the one. And he began to show me that, and I thank him for that, because all the person I can give glory for things in my life is God. I can't give it to no man. I can't give it to no woman. I can't give it to nobody but God. And that's what he wants. He said in Exodus 20 that he's a jealous God, and don't you put no other God before him. Why? Because he wants to be loved. The same way when we married or when we got men and women in our lives, we want to love them and give them all our time. Well, that's how God wants his time. He already said that in Exodus 20. He wants all the time, verse 1 through 6. He wants all the time. He wants us to love him. He wants to care about him. He wants to communicate with him. He wants to talk to him. He wants to say, Lord, okay, this is what you want me to do. How do I do it? Which way do I do it? Lord, I need this today. Lord, I trust you to do it. Lord, I need this done right now. Lord, I want to be able to speak this in my life now. So that's what he wants us to do. He wants to be able to trust him and become one with him. Jesus said, the Father and I are one. How could he say that? Because he had a relationship with God. He was one with God. You remember in the Bible in Matthew 28, when it said, get on the left and you get on the right, and then everybody on the left who thought they were supposed to be on the right were like, Lord, you know, I laid hands on the sick, I cast out demons, I've done these things. And Jesus said, yes, you done that, but depart from me, you work iniquity, because I never knew you. And you know, it makes you look like, how you never knew me? Because you didn't have relationships with me. Yes, you perform miracles. I'll use anybody to do that, but you ain't never had a true relationship with me. You don't read your Bible really like you're supposed to. You don't fast like you're supposed to. You don't meditate like you're supposed to. You'd rather go, you'd rather run, you'd rather talk on the phone, you'd rather be in men and women's faces and please men, but you truly ain't pleasing me. The Bible said in Joshua 1 and 8, and Psalms 1, meditate on the Lord day and night. And when you do so, Psalms 1 and 3 says, when you meditate and study and seek God's face day and night, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water in all seasons that make you bear much fruit. And you know what I ask God? I say, God, see what this means is. The reason why a lot of people not seeing the promises because they're not meditating day and night. And the Lord says, exactly, my daughter, you see well. And you read well. That's what the Lord told Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1. He said, Jeremiah, what do you see? And Jeremiah said, I see an olive tree purging and dripping oil. And the Lord said, Jeremiah, you see well. Reason why he said that, because in this season of our life, he wants to seek him like never before. That's the reason why a lot of us is not seeing the promises. That's why a lot of us is not seeing our purpose, because we find everything else more important than God. I promise you, because I know what I'm talking about, and I can give you scriptures in the Bible that people have done it. When you begin to seek God's face, it'll be nothing that you will not do. Yeah, you'll go through oppositions because it's life. You're going to always go through a challenge just to prove the devil he's a liar and you get victory. But I'm talking about you'll have all the things that man said you couldn't have, God will allow you to have. How do I know? Because the book of Daniel said Daniel prayed 3 times a day, and he was the second richest and wealthiest man in the whole community. Why? Because he ran the city. Why? Because he was in the face of God. The Bible says Genesis 30 all the way up to Genesis 49 that Joseph prayed 3 times a day and seek God's face. Why? Because he was in the face of God. And what was he? Number 2 man in all the city and ran Pharaoh's house. And he was the reason why the children of Israel were not in poverty. And he was black and he was wealthy because he saw his face. The Bible also lets you know in 1 Kings 4 that when Solomon went to sleep, the Lord came to him in a dream and vision, and he asked for wisdom, not an understanding, because he seek God. And the Bible says he's one of the wealthiest, richest men that ever lived on the whole planet. Why? Because he seek the Lord's face. In this season of your life, God wants you to come to him like never before. And God's been letting me know. Much as I pray, so he wants me to go higher. And I know I pray. I know I meditate. God tell me, I want you to go higher because your spirit is more hungry. The Bible says in the book of Matthew 26 that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Why? Because a lot of us can't pray for an hour. A lot of us don't know how to actually get up every day consistently, 5 o'clock in the morning. A lot of us don't know how to sleep for 3 hours but then study God. But God is teaching us how to do that, because when we do that, we will be blessed. When we do that, we will be prophets. The God said in this season, he wanted scripture to go back to the word of God, because the word of God is 17,000. I studied the other day when I was on my consecration. It's 17,382 promised scriptures in the Bible from just the revelation. You can study it for yourself and prove, and I let you know that it's not a lot. 17,000 scriptures in the Bible promises that everybody on this phone, everybody on the airwaves, everybody in the world can obtain if they study them and speak them over their life. But if you're not speaking them over your life, you will not obtain those promises. Find one. Find one scripture and do it for 30 days. I dare you. Take the famous, most famous scripture in the Bible that you love, that your heart needs you to, and work that scripture for 30 days and watch that manifest. And then you try another one. And then you try another one. And then you try another one. And start seeing those things manifest in your life. Because God's promises is yes and amen. Meaning what? The reason why we ain't got a lot of things because we ain't seeking them. God wants us to serve him beyond Sunday and Tuesdays and Wednesdays, whatever day we have Bible study. Or some people be listening might not go to church on Saturdays. God wants us to go beyond those church days. He wants to serve him 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. He wants to seek him. He wants to seek him. He wants to seek him. He said he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek me. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things be added to you as well. Meaning what? It's self-explanatory. If you seek the Lord, everything you want and desire will be in your life. If you got 10 things on your list, I promise you, you seek God, 8 of those things you're going to have. The other 2 might take his time because he don't give you all you want, but he gives you a majority of what you want. Last year I had a prayer clinic, and I did it at my church in the old building. I tell everybody right now, 7 petitions before the Lord. I promise you, should the Lord live, and I can show you what I wrote. And a lot of y'all was there. 5 of the petitions I did is already done from God. I got 2 more, and I know he's going to do it because he ain't going to do half. He's a whole done job. If he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it completely. He's going to finish it. Jesus didn't come to die on the cross and not say it is finished. When he died on that cross, he said, Eli, Eli, Samagati, which means, my God, why are you forsaking me? And when he held his head down, he gets to go, he said, it is finished, and it was done. And this season of our life, God wants to complete every accomplishment in our life. Hallelujah. I sense another call on caller 3 on the air. I want you to state your name and where you're calling from. Caller? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I'm caller number 3. Is somebody else calling?
Yeah.
Okay, state where you from and what's your ministry?
Rose Capel. I'm from Finding Life. Pastor Dwayne Seeks is the pastor, and First Lady Lana Seeks.
I praise the Lord. That's my spiritual sister, y'all, Rochelle Powell. Praise the Lord, Rochelle. You got anything you want to say to the listeners, to the men and women of God? It's over 100 of people. Actually, it's a lot of people listening right now. So do you want to have anything to say to them?
Yeah, I would just like to tell the people that it is time for us to start coming forth and doing what God wants us to do. And even though we're not trying to say no to whatever he wants us to do, but the word to say is yes. You know, yes to his will, and yes we'll do what you want us to do, and yes we go where you want us to go, and yes we'll say what you want us to say. So, you know, I'm just really inspired to hold on to God and do what he wants me to do. Not what Richard wants to do, but what he wants me to do. And God is calling us to a higher level. He even wants us to go to a new dimension. So, whatever he wants me to do, I will do it.
Amen. Amen. That's you know what? And you know what? you're going to do it too, because you just said on the air in front of all these people and the promise of God that whatever he wants you to do, you're going to do it. And he's going to allow you to complete every task that he tells you to do because you said yes. That's all the assembly start out with a yes. Is yes, Lord, I'll do it. Yes, Lord, I'll obey. Yes, Lord, I'll walk with you. Yes, Lord, I'll talk to you. Yes, God, I'll study more. Yes, God, I'll pray more. Yes, God, I'll worship. Yes, God. And when you do all those things, I promise you, good. I'm telling you, the Bible says he's the Lord God's Son and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor on us. No good thing does he withhold from us. He will not withhold nothing from us if we just simply just say what you just said, yes. And you know what I learned, too? You begin to have a lot of fun. When I tell everybody, and everybody know me, when they say I'm bored, you is, you read that, you study that Bible today? I'm telling you, when I don't have time to be bored because I'm always busy. The Word of God is really, I'm saying the Word of God, I don't know, I guess it's just me, I don't know, I think it's everybody too. But when you really get sit down and study the Word of God, that Word of God just feels so, it's like lightning, it's like lightning just taking everything off your life. It feels so good, it's just so wonderful, especially when you learn something that you thought you knew and you learn something new about it and you get to speak that in your out of your mouth, you and you see the results. Rochelle, you remember like a couple years ago, I was staying in my old house and I read a scripture in the Bible about praying for it not to rain, and I prayed for it, you remember, I was raining, the rain stopped, you remember that?
Yes, September.
Because that was something new to me. I was excited to test that word, you know, see if that word really true. You know, I know God's word is true, but sometimes we got to test it for ourselves to see if we got that power and ability. And when I did that, I was like, okay, Lord, let me see what else can I do. And I began to just challenge those scriptures. That's what I want everybody listening, everybody who tuned in on today. Find your favorite scripture. I don't care if the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's a powerful scripture. The meaning of that is Jehovah Rohi. Meaning whatever you desire and need and want, God will do that for you. You know, I don't care if your scripture is seek ye first the kingdom of God, you know, and all his righteousness. Say that. I don't care if your scripture is the effective prayer of a righteous man availeth much, or your scripture is beautiful women attain wealth. Whatever your scripture is, begin to study that and begin to speak that out of your mouth and watch God manifest that scripture into your life. I'm telling you, I promise you I'm going to get some praise reports. I get praise reports every week. I get different people who's on the air and listen to call in and just tell me what God is doing in their lives because they listen. The Bible says, 2 Chronicles 20:20, have faith in the Lord God, you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets and you will be successful. Meaning if the man and woman of God told you to read a scripture for 30 days and you do it, you're going to see success. If Naaman would have never dipped in that dirty water that he saw was nasty, the Jordan River 7 times, he would have never got healed with leprosy. If the widow one woman would have never fixed Elijah the last of her food, she would never had a cabinet overflow. If the widow woman would have never told the prophet Elijah that she needs help because they're going to take our kids and feel that she wanted to go borrow some brands for other people, she would have never been the first entrepreneur. See, if Peter would have never got that coin out that fish mouth, his taxes would never got paid. I'm telling you, whatever the men and women of God tell you to do, if you obedient, the Bible said 1 Samuel 15, that obedience is better than sacrifice. If you obey God and you trust God and obey the man and woman of God, you will be blessed. The Bible also said in Matthew 10 that if you believe a prophet, you will get a prophet reward, and if you listen to a prophet, you get a righteous man reward. So in this season of our life, we have to just listen, when we know, especially when we know somebody can hear from God. I don't care if a man or woman of God told me to jog around this whole block 3 times a day. I promise you're going to see me jogging 3 times a day to get my blessing. I don't care what it is because I trust God enough to do it. Why? Because he got so many examples from just the revelation of different things that the men and women of God told people, and they got blessed. Think about this, everybody, and I love this. And I'm actually kind of going to my studies because next week I'm preaching Friday night at the Young Women's Conference at my church, and Saturday morning I'm doing a workshop there, but I'm kind of a little bit in my studies, but I just want to share this. In Ruth, would have never listened to the woman of God, Naomi, when she told her to put on her best clothes, her best dress, and go lay at Boaz's feet. She would have never got no husband. And she would have said, forget that. He's supposed to come to me. Forget that. I don't go lay on nobody. I'm not going to go do that. Ain't how I do things. She would have never got married to a just rich man. But she obeyed, and she got a husband. If Esther wouldn't have never listened to Mordecai, when Mordecai said, oh, tell me your name is Hadassah, but you tell me your name is Esther from Susa, she wouldn't have never got a husband. I'm telling you, in this season of your life, You better listen to the men and women of God when you know they can hear. Jesus said, if the person have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church in Revelation 3. And this season of our life, we got to begin to listen what God is saying and begin to get that blessing that will overtake us in our lives. I'm telling you, he is able, he is able, he is able. He is such an awesome and wonderful God. And I'm telling you, God is mighty and he is magnificent. Whatever we want God to do in our lives, he will do it, saints. I'm telling you, he will do it. He is able to do it. He is able. If I'm telling you right now, so many men and women of God right now just listening and even calling right now are Holy Ghost millionaires. If you believe that, begin to just start claiming it. I am a millionaire. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. That means you ain't got to see it, baby. But as long as you trust God's word, you is a millionaire. You say, I am prosperity. I am prosperity. You want to believe you're a queen? Say, baby, I'm a queen with riches, sitting in heavenly places. When you say, I want to be a mansion built from the ground up, I'm going to get my mansion built from the ground up. If you want a husband, say, Lord, I am in preparation for my husband. Whatever you want God to do in your life, you got to start off saying, I am. Or I am. Whatever you want. If you know that you call in ministry and you know you're supposed to be in the front line or the back, say, Lord, I am. Whatever you're calling it, if it's apostle, a prophetess, a prophet, a vanity pastor, Lord, I am a pastor. Lord, I am a teacher. Lord, I am a evangelist. Lord, I am a prophetess. Whatever you're calling it, whatever God has called you to do. If you want to walk in excellence, say, Lord, I am walking in excellence. Lord, I am confident. Whatever you want God to do in your life, he will do it by you just opening up your mouth. Remember, this month is newness, naming and claiming. You shall obtain it, November. That means it's all one. Whatever you want, just name it.
Amen.
Name and claim it. You want your new truck? Go to the car. I promise you. I told one of my sisters done this, and she got blessed. Go to the parking lot of the car dealership. Put blessing on your hands. Claim it in name of Jesus. Stand it with the blood of Jesus. Seal it with a prophetic seal. And watch God do it for your life. Whatever you want, whatever you want. Lay hands on it. Claim it. Speak it. And watch God do it for you. You know what else I do? And it's so wonderful because like months ago, before I went to Las Vegas, my pastor, Apostle Michael, told us to just write out spiritual checks in the atmosphere. So every day when I pray, I begin to write out a spiritual check in the atmosphere how much I want to be. And I signed it. Instead of signing my name, Tashana can't make that miracle happen. I signed with the blood of Jesus because only the blood of Jesus can put money in my bank account. Come on. That's unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. So whatever you, I'm telling you, order for you to get the blessing from God, you got to do some supernatural stuff. You can't go by what the natural man says. You got to go with the supernatural says. So whatever in this season that we want God to do in our lives, we just got to open up our mouths. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those that eat the food there, you can speak blessings over your life, or you can speak curses. Stop saying what you don't have, but start speaking those things out and not as though they were. Speak them into existence.
When you're on the party that night.
When the Lord told Abraham to just swear to leave his kindred, leave his family, he did not know that he was going to be a patriarch of many nations. He did not know that he was going to be blessed like that. So begin to just speak out of your mouth. Hallelujah. We had another call on the air, but I think she just, whoever it was, I don't know if he or she just got off. But I'm telling you, in this season of our lives, we just have to seek God all the more. Begin to just open up your mouth and say what you want and whatever you need and trust God to do the work. I just have some announcements on all the listeners and all the callers. I praise God for you. But next week on November the 12th at 7 p.m. at 1921 East Empire, Benton Harbor, Michigan, we have a young women's conference, hallelujah, Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance, Friday and Saturday morning, Friday night. The speaker will be some of young evangelists. I heard they say she be going off and running around and stuff and, you know, shouting and all that. I don't know, but, you know, her name is Evangelist Tashana Wiley. She'll be the speaker that Friday night, you know. So I advise everybody come on out to that. And then Saturday morning, they have different workshops and speakers. And I know for a fact Evangelist Tashana Wiley will be teaching one of the workshops, and it's called Queen with Riches, Sitting in Heavenly Places, amen. And then that Saturday night, Evangelist Dr. Marcia Newsom, she will be preaching that Saturday night. Hallelujah. And for all of you that's listening on online right now, December the 10th through 12th, And it will be our I Am a Ruby conference in Nashville, Tennessee. And all of you who are listening and on and online, if you want to go, let me know. We're trying to rent a van or whatever way we go, but all I know is I'm leaving out on the 8th. So anyone in my area who want to go with me, call me or IM me or text message me, and you can go with me. It's going to be so dynamic. God is going to do some great things. It's a 3-day revival, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, I will be preaching at night. Saturday, we'll have workshops early that day. I got a lot of missionaries and evangelists who are going to teach a workshop. And then Sunday night, we'll conclude everything with me just speaking that Sunday night. So who all want to go to the I Am Ruby conference, you can go. If you are a member of I Am Ruby and you have not signed on or you want to sign up, sign on, because when you get to the conference and they at the door, you can tell them you're a member, and they're going to look on the list and see all the people's names on the list. If your name is not on the list, you got to pay a fee. I don't know exactly how much the fee is, but if you are a member, it's free to all the members. And even if you're not a member, you can talk to the minister who's in charge, Minister Larry Rayford. He is sponsoring. He's been trying to get me down to Tennessee for a while. I thank God for the opportunity and the privilege to go down to Tennessee to speak to his people. I know God is going to do some dynamic. Why? Because he told me, and I know he is going to show up and show out. I want to leave this with you, closing out. And it's in the book of John. You can go to Luke. And it's when Lazarus had died, and he finally came up on the scene. I'm going to do a short version of it because we don't have that much time. And Jesus came up on the scene, and Mary and Martha said, "Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died." And Jesus looked Mary and Martha in the face and said, "If you believe, you will see God's glory in this." I'm going to say that one more time. If you just believe, you will see God's glory in this. Meaning what? Everything in your life that looks like it's dead, and it looks like it's been dead for a while, just like Lazarus. If you believe, you will see God's glory in this. God's glory. I want you to hear this. God's glory is in your life. If you believe, you will see God's glory in your life. For everything in your life that look like it's dead, like Lazarus, look like it's stinking, look like there's no hope for it. What did the first thing Jesus say? Roll away the stone. Lazarus come forth. And when he came forth, he said, "Take the grave clothes off," and Lazarus lived ever since. Remember, he didn't go lay hands on Lazarus. He just spoke a word, and it was so. Lazarus come forth. And he came forth. So that means he was dead. And I asked God when he gave me this earlier today, this, what to speak to say to people. That means that his thigh bone connected to his hip bone, his hip bone connected to his thigh bone, his blood and veins began to come back because he was dead. That means he was stinking. That means all the maggots had to leave. That means all the worms and all the demonic stuff that was on there causing him to be dead had to leave. And he had to come forth. And the reason why Jesus said, "Take the grave clothes off," because that was his past. That was a constant reminder of him being dead, because he's not a dead anymore. He's alive and well. So I want you to begin to speak a word and say everything in your life and say, "Come forth in the name of Jesus." Because if you believe, you will see God's glory in your life. And if you believe, you will see the manifestation of everything dead come to life in your life. Hallelujah. I praise God for everybody who's listening in. I praise God for everybody who's on the phone. I love you. God bless you. I'm just looking for a praise report. Everybody who's on the sound of my voice, may God increase your capacity and enlarge your territory. Bless you in all that you do. I speak the prophecy and the prayer of Jabez over your life, that within 30 days, you're going to have a prosperity blessing to tell everybody about all the things that God has done for your life. No weapons formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue shall rise against your father's judgment, because he that's seen you greater than he is in the world. And if God is for you, nothing in this world can be against you. I just want you to know that God loves you. I love you too. You all have tuned into I Am Royalty Show. I am your host, Evangelist Shauna Wiley. I will come before you next week on the 11th, on Thursday, with the conclusion of I Am Royalty Show, because on Friday I will be at the Young Women's Conference, and I don't know who my special guest will be at this time. It might just be Jesus, like he always is. You have a blessed day, and I love you, and I want you to know that the blessings are over your life, and that God will increase your capacity. Agape!